And then, of course, the trains were great fun because the engine drivers always used to wave when I was small. And then sometimes they were coming down too fast and they couldn't, they missed stopping at the station, and they put the brakes on and you'd see the iron wheels red hot and the train, the goods trains having to back up. Quite fun. But there were so many more. Everybody was busy. There was nobody really. And we had a district nurse, of course. So the old people could be looked after, and they nearly all had family round about.
The nearest doctor would still be Aviemore.
Yes, there was a lady, a doctor, rather fearsome. She almost wore plus fours. I can't remember the duck lady from her.
Right. That was the nearest one.
Yes, I can't remember, but Inverness. Medicines. I'm glad that they were left on the windowsill of the shop for you to collect.
Yes, they were.
And also the vet would have been Aviemore. No, Grantown, I suppose, still. No, there were so many nice people and friendly. It was very friendly. But it was amazing when you look at the children now and they're all wearing sort of anoraks or hoodies or trousers and things. And children going to school in the snow, little boys in shorts and shoes.
Short socks.
Yes, I know. The girls in tweed coats, which had probably been passed down from the older ones. They didn't have a canteen at the school in the early days. And I remember Mrs. Kelly telling me that when she used to be given a jammy piece to take, and she'd eaten it by the time she got to school. And schoolmaster, I remember first, was Mr. Leslie, and he had a wife, Mrs. Leslie, and she used to take pity on these poor, shivering little mites and make jugs of cocoa.
Well, there were more people living and working in the village.
Yes,
it was a busier place.
Yes, there was no such thing as the commuter belt. Yes, the older children still went to Inverness, the secondary school. But go down by bus.
But when they left school, they tended to get jobs here, back home. Not so many of them moved away.
Quite a lot did.
Quite a lot of them started off as helping in a big house or something. A lot went into nursing, nurses,
yes.
And teachers. And they were a very thorough grounding, the 3 hours, and religious, of course. And they got on well.
Would you compare the village now?
I have to bite my tongue a bit, because when I read out the things that people used to do, and for a number of different places you could buy things, and the pub, and there was a great sort of camaraderie, the men folk and ladies were welcome to play golf, but
you knew your neighbours and not the edge.
Yes, I think so, and also guising. The children from the distillery used to dress up and have masks, and they used to come to our house and things. And Mum, it wasn't trick or treat in those days. Mum used to have apples and nuts and things to give to them, and there was great giggling as you guessed who was who. And that.
Yes.
But one thing I haven't mentioned, which I do remember, was tramps. These old men in waterproofs, tied with binder twine, and a long beard, and his worldly goods in a sack on his back.
Mm-hmm.
They used to come round occasionally, but just asking for a piece, or a cup of tea, or something.
Or a porridge, or something.
And apparently they used to they had secret signs, stones, or they'd tie a knot in a bunch of grass or something, and so that if another one came along, he knew whether they would be welcome at that house or whether it was a wasted trip.
Yes.
And things. Tinkers we used to have. They used to be going north for the Tatihauki or going down, and they used to have, where Donald McCaskill lives now, they used to have they used to
camp
there.
Did they?
Yes. And things, and there was nothing we could and things, when they had their ponies, which, because they had sort of flat carts, which sort of Granny and the babies were sort of on, and rangy dogs which used to hunt.
Did they have tents?
What did they call them? Benders, withy things, with, I suppose, in prehistoric times, of course, it was hides, animal hides, but I think they had tarpaulin canvas
or something.
So
they still used the old system of building shelter.
I think it was depending on the time of year and that, but they always used to leave them there. And the women folk used to carry the baby in a papoose, in a sling, on their back, a plaid or something. And they were sent round the houses, and they were selling clothes pegs or...
With a big cloth, and they tied it in a huge bundle.
I'm always slightly nervous of them. The men folk were just inclined to be a bit rough. And I think they went more to the farms where they knew that they might be able to get some vegetables or something. But after they went away, Mum and I used to go down with rubber gloves and pitchforks and a can of paraffin. and because they used to leave sort of straw from the horse and ponies that pulled the carts and things, and rags that they no further use for.
Yeah.
And so we used to just burn everything and tidy it up and that. But I don't know where else they used to camp, but certainly there by the old tea burn.
And they didn't venture up to Gwynedd.
They used to come out the way. I don't remember them camping.
Did they do any carving with a deer horn or anything like that?
I seem to remember, didn't they do metal work? You know,
They could have done. Yes, because some of them used to
tin cans.
Yes, and
they used to mend pots and pans.
Yes.
Tinsmith.
Tinsmith.
Yes, Mum. Didn't so she would give them just something. My poor old granny at Beauty, she was absolutely petrified of these people, and so she used to go and hide for her daughters. They saw them off, but you had to be careful, because you didn't want to sort of get the wrong side of them in case they left a gate open and the animals got out or something like that. And they all had these lurcher dogs, which used to hunt.